There's no cost limit on this ticket, White Elephant Day gift. The laughs are priceless. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, Reliant Air Conditioning, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Join the invasion, the sweet spot in the hard line.
Hey, that's us.
Broadcast live from Armor Brewing, located on 75 in Bethany and Allen. Check out the laid-back tap room, great beer selection, and great bites for lunch or dinner. That's the invasion, sweet spot in the hard line tomorrow, live from Armor Brewing. Armor Brewing, brewed by veterans, enjoyed by everyone.
5:40 here on The Ticket as we wrap up White Elephant Day. Late afternoon show. Corby, George, Donnie.
You okay, George? I'm fine.
Travis,
I just heard a noise. I don't know if it was you or not.
Me, Baldy, and Snake, I understand that you have a special way to send us off here on this fine white.
I do. We'll get to that here in a second. Are you trying to clear the gut zone before you get on a 10-hour flight, George?
No, that wasn't... George!
It wasn't me.
That's always... If you have a flight that long and you... are pent up.
Yeah, I'd like to go ahead and send out a warning to all those flying with us.
The one time we came back from South Africa, from Dubai to the States, 16 hours. And I have a streak going of not going bad on an airplane ever. And that was almost broken.
Would you have gotten naked?
No, I don't have to. I only do that at home. Jeez.
I don't know.
I told you that.
You do that in like your hotel, though.
Oh, yeah. That's home.
Okay. It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
That's,
not.
That's my home for the time being.
Seems like we're bending the
I bet you'd be in that trying to get your pants down and
what?
Hanging a shirt up.
Having to myself in there.
Hey, we need to thank some people.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Let's thank Jim in Greenville. Good
P1.
He sent up a white elephant coffee cup. Look at that.
That's
awesome.
It's an elephant and it's a coffee cup.
And it's white.
And thanks to Eatsies.
Oh, yeah.
Adam and the crew at Eatsies fed the Ticket crew for lunch and dinner.
The whole station, just the Ticket crew.
I know.
They brought so much food
station.
Up here three times today.
Their Christmas menu,
they are
too.
Incredible.
Yeah, the
Good
Christmas
stuff.
Menu is a lot like the Thanksgiving menu, which means it's baller.
Triple awesome.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Yeah, let Eatsies cook your holiday meal. Mm-hmm.
So you've got a flight overseas tomorrow.
Yeah, going to London.
Which,
how about that?
Do you enjoy, I've heard you enough and talked to you enough to know that you're not like the world traveler.
No, I'm not.
And so do you have angst going into it?
No, not much. And I think the reason we haven't gone over the years is just when I had vacation time, we took our kids.
Yeah.
Now, they've been out of the house for a while, so I don't know how to explain the last 6 years. Pandemic, okay?
Sure.
That's part of that.
Yeah.
And we have been thinking about this for a while, but no, we have never taken an overseas trip before.
Yeah. I haven't either.
Really?
Same reason. Yeah. I mean, I have by myself.
But before you got married.
Yeah.
We were married young and so always raising kids and we just never done this. And I'm really looking forward to it, but she's really looking forward to it. This has been on her list for a long time to go to some of the places we're going. So it's going to be great.
Has she been, she's never been to Europe?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Never has. And the only time I went was when we took the morning show to London for the Cowboys Jaguars game.
That's the best. Y'all are going to have a really, really good time.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. As soon as the kids are gone, I've just always thought there's no reason to bring, unless you're just completely loaded and you don't care, but bring a 10-year-old to Europe?
No.
They don't, they don't get it.
My kids protested when we got into the Baseball Hall of Fame. One of them did. He's now a coach. He was 10 at the time, and he protested when we got to the Baseball Hall of Fame. And he wasn't 10. He was little because he threw a temper tantrum. And he said, I don't want to go to another museum. We go to the Smithsonian, all these galleries in Washington.
He's
and we
on
go to
his
the Baseball
back.
Hall of Fame. He's like, oh, my God, another museum.
Right.
You going to take that act to Europe?
He's like Willem Dafoe in Platoon at the end, on his knees. No!
Dying.
Yeah.
It's Corby's kid as he goes into the Hall of Fame.
All of our vacations, especially up until the age that the oldest was 13 or 14, we had to have a basketball goal near. It's the stupidest thing ever, but
They give a shots up, Dad.
Yeah, they just had to play.
Yeah.
They had to. I'm like, and what do you say? I want them to go out and shoot baskets.
Right.
But it doesn't matter if we go to Seattle or San Francisco or, well, we're going to a basketball area, right?
Basketball area.
Yeah. So we had to find hotels next to the damn basketball courts. I'm not even joking.
Really?
It's ridiculous.
I know.
Yeah. All right. So, yes, let's send you out with song. So we have two relatively new employees now that are in the ticker room. Ryan Baldwin, who's here with us, and Kevin Landrum. Lando and Baldy, as we like to call them. And we thought that since they are so new, that we would honor them. Your first white elephant ever.
Ever.
Baldy. We would honor you guys and welcome you aboard as full ticket brethren with a nice song honoring you guys in the ticker booth.
Not everybody gets a Corby song. Realize this, Baldy. This is pretty big.
This is big, yeah. I was not prepared for this when I came in today.
All right, well, here's Lando and Baldy.
1, 2, 3. Well, Lando was a mystery. Reddish hair, a bit portly. He tucked his shirt in every day. We wondered if that boy was gay. But Lando's stock began to grow, doing lame-ass weekend shows. He wanted to be on the team, but Cat kept saying no.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Folliwell.
The ticket ticker legends say, who is this guy anyway?
He eats granola every day while doing tickers for our shows.
Baldy climbed the ladder fast, jumped on board and learned his craft. He had skill no one could ignore, fend an awful debt of more. EA thought it was his to lose, but he accidentally took a snooze. He had a giant neck that snored, and Baldy couldn't lose.
Ty Walker or Rich Phillips?
The ticket ticker legends say, who's this guy anyway?
Fernando quit the show that day. And old Baldy shed a tear. Now Baldy's working early morns while Lando sleeps and surfs gay porn. No one can tell the two apart, with reddish heads and not too smart. They both are on the ticket team, living out their ticket dreams. Now they hold the broadcast power for 2 whole minutes every hour.
The ticket ticker legends say,
hey Rich,
who is this guy anyway?
We hope that both of them will stay, or then we're down to EA.
If that doesn't put you in the Christmas spirit, I don't know what will.
That is awesome. Congrats on you guys being part of the squad.
Yeah. Thank
you. Travis.
Lando.
Yeah, Travis.
You
Lando.
As well. Tyler, you as well. Right. all of you guys have done a great job of filling in and joining the squad in our big time of need. But we love having you guys on board.
Yeah.
And thank you today, not only to all you guys, but thanks to Travis's dad,
yes,
Charlie.
That's right.
Who,
Papa Mejia.
Our man.
Probably is the MVP of the entire day.
No yeah. question. That was great.
I'm sure that's going to be on some form of podcast. But
wonderful.
The story of him taking you to a strip club when you were 8 years old to see his girlfriend who was dancing is...
Tammy.
Unbelievable.
Tammy. We should thank Tammy, too.
Whatever happened to Tammy?
Yeah, if anybody can find Tammy from a local tavern, then we'd love to hear from her, too. So this was great. Captain Donovan, thank you very much.
It is awesome. Thank you, guys. That was really, really fun. We are going to go to Stars Hockey right now, and then maybe, yeah, we'll get some podcasts of this. It was a blast. Thank you, guys, for listening all day long to a White Elephant Day. We'll holla!